Shalom, everybody, and a Freilich in Purim. Right after we read the Megillah at night and in the day, it is customary in Ashkenazi communities to say or to sing a small piyut, a small tefillah, a small poem called Shoshanas Yaakov. It is the end of a longer poem, which we say only at night, Asher Heini. But we say both at night and during the day, we say Shoshanas Yaakov. We don't know who wrote it, but we think it's at least 1,500 years old. And in it, we say, Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahala V'Samecha, the lily or the rose of Yaakov was cheerful and happy. The lily of Yaakov refers to Bnei Yisrael, who are called Hashem's lily in Shir HaShirim. In any case, Shoshanas Yaakov refers to Bnei Yisrael, but it also sounds like the city of Shushan in the Purim story. And the piyut says that Bnei Yisrael were cheerful and happy. And it continues, when were they cheerful and happy? Bir Otam Yachad Techelet Mordechai. They were happy when they saw together the Techeles of Mordechai. Chuatam Hayita Lanetzach. You Hashem have always been their salvation, v'tikvatam b'chol dor v'ador. You've always been their hope in every generation. It's a beautiful song. And this line refers to what the Megillah describes in Perek Chet, Pasuk Tet Vav in the Megillah. U'Mordechai yatza milifnei ha-melech bilvush malchut techelet v'chur v'ateret zahav gedola v'tachrich boots v'argaman, etc. And Mordechai went forth from the presence of the king in royal clothing made of tchelet vachur, blue and white, and vateret zahav gedola, with a great crown of gold, and tachrich, boots, with a robe of fine linen, and viargaman, and purple. And that's followed in that pasuk by viair shushan tzahala v'samecha. So that's what the piyut is referring to. Shoshanat Yaakov tzahala v'samecha, birotam yachad tchelet Mordechai. However, we can ask a question on these words. Why were Bnei Yisrael so happy, Birotam Yachad, Techelet Mordechai, when they saw the Techeles of Mordechai? They saw a lot of things on Mordechai. They saw blue, and they saw white, and they saw a crown, and they saw fine linen, and they saw purple. So why the focus on Techelet, on the blue, on the Techelet? This question is asked by the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe. He died in 1926, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. He quotes his father, Rav Avraham Borenstein, the first Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1910, and they say the following. The Pasuk and the Piyut say that Bnei Yisrael were Tzahala V'Samecha. What does that mean? There's a difference between Simcha and Sason and Tzahala. Simcha is a certain happiness that comes to a person over time with Yishuv Hadas, a certain inner happiness that comes to a person after patience, contemplation, and appreciation for what they have. That is Simcha. Sason, however, comes quickly, suddenly, like the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Yotet. Sas, in the word Sason, Sas Anochi Al Imratech, I have Sason for your words, Hashem, like someone kimotzei shalal rav, like someone who finds a lost object. If you're walking down the street and you find a gold watch, you have sason, elation, and excitement when you expected nothing, anticipated nothing, and boom, you find a gold watch. That's not simcha, that's sason. And the Shem Yishmuel says that Tzahala is even more so. It also refers to a certain euphoria when you had zero expectations. But whereas with Sason, you at least did something to get there. You bent down, you picked up the lost object. But Tzahala is when you did absolutely nothing. You won the lottery without even buying a ticket. That, says the Shem Yishmuel, is Tzahala. So in our Pasuk and in our Piyut, excuse me, we hear that Bnei Yisrael were Tzahala V'Samecha. First, they had Tzahala. They had excitement when they were saved, but they felt that they did absolutely nothing to get there. It was all Esther, it was all Mordechai. But they did nothing and they were still saved, so they had Tzahala. And then they felt that this salvation would not last. Easy come, easy go. Maybe they were saved now, but it won't happen in the future. Maybe they saw God's hand behind the scenes now, but it won't last. And then Bir Otam Yachad Techelet Mordechai. They saw the Techeles of Mordechai. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, says that a unique characteristic of Techeles is that the color never changes, it never fades. So B'nai Yisrael saw the Techeles on Mordechai specifically, and they understood that their unique relationship with Hashem will never fade. Yes, they must act appropriately to merit salvation. Yes, they must act appropriately not to be punished, but the underlying relationship that B'nai Yisrael has with Hashem is like the Techeles. And when they realized that, their initial Tzahala turned into a long-lasting, deep Simcha, a deep and profound happiness that comes with long-term contentment and understanding. Chuatam hayita lanetzach v'tikvatam b'chol dor v'ador. Today as then, we know that to be true, and we daven to be worthy of such a relationship with Hashem. Have an amazing day, a Freilichen Purim, everyone.